Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Today we're talking about dumb leaders run bad companies. Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Leaders are always on show. Leaders are on show every single day. For leaders and managers everywhere, this is a simple fact of life. We're on show to our team, to our customers, our clients. And nowadays, we're also on show, and we've always been on show to those people, the team, the clients, our customers, our clients. We've always been on show to our team, our customers, and our clients. But nowadays, we're on show in so many other ways. We're on show in social media. We're on show in the news media. So we're on show to customers, clients, team, social media. We're on show everywhere. And regardless whether it's fake news or not, things get said, things get done, things get reported, and your business and your leadership reputation, your career suffer. Now, today's episode is all about dumb leaders running bad businesses, because dumb leaders don't understand this. They carry on oblivious. They carry on without accountability. They fail to learn the mistakes from others. Dumb leaders fail to learn the mistakes of others. And of course, that's what the Dumb Leaders Handbook and the Dumb Leaders Podcast is all about. Highlighting mistakes made so that you don't have to. Now, sometimes the dumb, and these are the really dumb, we could almost create a new category called the really dumb leader. These mistakes are intentional. They're fraudulent. They're illegal. Other times, they may be accidental. But often the result's the same. You know, from my previous life, I knew of a manager who was once put into a predicament simply through his own naivety. He was approached by a team member who spoke about a possible harassment issue with one of the members of his management team, being the potential culprit. So the team member was a team member, and they felt that they were being harassed by this member of the leadership team, the management team. Now, the team member told my friend not to do anything about it and that they would deal with it. Now, the manager concerned provided some advice and ultimately thought that that was the end of the story. They would keep an eye on it. They touch base with that team member on an ongoing basis. But ultimately, because the team member had told them not to do anything about it, they adhered to that. They adhered to that request and didn't take the matter any further. Except it wasn't the end of the story, because things like that tend to blow up. And when it blew up, because there was a really dumb leader who had been told to stop by the team member involved, that person had found the advances or the innuendos unnecessary, unwelcome. Now, that really dumb leader didn't stop. They couldn't take no for an answer, and the situation blew up. And my friend, the naive leader, found himself splashed all over the front page of the news. And we're talking mainstream news coverage here in Australia. Found himself splashed, or the situation splashed all over the news. Now, of course, when the team member took this harassment to the media, of course she said, I told management about it. I've advised management and they've done nothing about it. What? Subtly removing the fact that she had asked for nothing to be done. Now, of course, as a manager, if someone brings you a complaint, you have got a duty of care to deal with it. At the end of the day, you are no longer an innocent party. You are no longer an unwilling, you don't know about it. You can't plead ignorance. You know about it, so you need to deal with it. A mistake from a leader, but in this case, it was a mistake by a leader believing that they were doing the right thing. And they learnt from that. And they became a better leader for it. However, the dumb leader doing the harassment also learned something incredibly valuable because they were no longer in their job. And I would hope that that particular person learned something as they moved through. So in that case, there were two issues, two areas where people learned, and there was a mistake made. And once again, it was all over the media. Doing something wrong, not doing the right thing, not taking the leadership, the right leadership options, and all of a sudden we've got some hassles. Dumb mistakes have a costly impact on careers and businesses. We need to understand that. We need to acknowledge that. Now, the media loves a good manager versus staff story, don't they? And the naive leader unwittingly gave them one. And it's not just the media that can cause pain for leaders nowadays. The rise of social and digital has given people with so many other avenues to be exposed, you know, absolutely. And I'm going to talk about some of those reviews in just a second, but I want to temper that with the fact that within most workplaces, we've got 20% of our team that are actively disengaged, that are actively disenfranchised, disillusioned, pissed off, whatever you want to call it. They're angry at the system. So, of course, with some of the reviews done by these people, of course it's going to be slandered. So I acknowledge that. But where we have some of the reviews that I'm going to read are predominantly about historical, where the negative reviews overweigh the positive so that it becomes really a really good clear picture of what the management and the leadership are like within these particular companies. And where possible, I'll mention the countries of where I've grabbed the reviews from, but I'm certainly not going to walk through and name companies. But they're publicly available. People can find these out. So they're just not going to find them out from me. Now, in 2014, in a UK website where you can review what it's like working for particular companies, this particular company gets the gong. And when you're providing the review, they ask for pros, cons, and advice to management. So in this particular case, the pros for working for this particular company was casual dress. You can wear flip-flops and shorts. So you can wear flip-flops and shorts. Now, the cons, no training, good there's no training or good communication between departments. Our emails are monitored daily and you get yelled at by the owner. He usually yells and asks questions later, so it's hard to have a conversation with him because he hears what he wants to hear. The advice to management, structure your company better and work on controlling turnover. With so much turnover, everything is constantly in shambles and valuable information and processes are lost. The revolving door known as Company X. Now, if that was a single standalone review complaint, you might be able to deal with it. You may think it's just a disgruntled. But I think this particular company had like a rating of 2. And so there's a choice of other bad reviews, like this one. There's absolutely no pros to working at this company. The CEO reads your emails, listens in on conversations, marches around like the megalomaniac that he is. He screams and belittles employees, making it a very unpleasant workplace. The stress level is so high you can feel it in the air. Advice to management, there's no point in offering any advice as nothing will change. But if the company is going to offer rebuttals, please have the professionalism to not start your remarks with OMG. So obviously this particular review site has the opportunity for a company to review, to respond. And it would appear that most of those responses are done after someone says, oh my God. And it continues. This is another review. The only perk I can think of about this place is we're allowed to wear casual clothes and, in brackets, jeans. And the cons, and this is quite a large con, and it's got some innuendo in there. So, and once again, there's a reason why I don't name companies. And this is one person's viewpoint. I'm not sure where to begin or if this box will even allow me to type all the cons of this employer. I can assure you that all the glowing reviews are done by the same person who just keeps posting reviews and changing statements. There's a small peanut gallery who follow the owner everywhere because he's brainwashed them. Two of these are women who had no previous work experience and were stay-at-home mums for several years. A bit of an innuendo then follows in the next sentence or two on how they climbed the corporate ladder. And because of that, they feel obligated to stay with the owner. The owner is insanely paranoid about employees sharing company secrets with competitors, so he spends most of his day spying on employees' incoming and outgoing emails. In most jobs, if you are the manager, you're allowed to make decisions, but not here. All of the managers are scared to make a decision for fear that they'll be yelled at and talked down to for not making the decision that the owner would have made. I will say this job was an eye-opening experience and made me appreciate my other job when I finally got the heck out of this place. Luckily, I'm not emotionally damaged like most people who leave. I have a strong faith in God, and without him, I probably would have not have made it out when I did. I'm not sure how the owner sleeps at night. Good luck to anyone thinking about working here. I'm sure you'll be posting your negative review shortly. They needed God to get themselves through that job. Wow. Here's one from Australia. The good things about this particular business, there's a couple of businesses here that I'll talk about. And once again, I've looked for companies that have a series of poor reviews. The good things, none, not one good thing about working here. Challenges, the worst management ever experienced. Owners run the business like a herd station. Under the heading of great people, poor management, the good things, the people who worked in support office are all friendly and passionate about their jobs. The challenges, massive back and forth from the owner's thinking affects the productivity of other teams. Abrupt decision making, changes and turnover in the company affect the stability and security of professionals working in the company. Same company, great team, poor leadership. The team at Company X head office were wonderful to work with, as were the store staff. They have an admirable passion for what they do. They're friendly and encouraging. The founder has an inspiring story, and it was great working with such a wholesome company. The challenges, the CEO lacks direction and treated staff members unprofessionally and with disrespect. Have we got a feel for that company? We've got a feel for that company. And when we talk about dumb leadership are leaders that don't have a direction, don't follow a strategy. They're constantly changing path and unable to see the error in their ways. Here's another company, horrible company to work for, cares only for the profits, not the people working to make them. What about some good experience, but ultimately very poor senior leadership let it down? Absolutely horrid system to work for. Wow. These reviews are publicly available. And if you're a dumb leader and you're not aware of these reviews, man, you're going to keep making the same mistakes. And as I said, most people will look at the reviews in general. And if you've got a company rating in the fours to the fives, you know, most of these sites seem to have a rating process up to five stars. Most people are going to accept that there's going to be a couple of bad eggs within every team. There's a level of disillusionment, disengagement in most teams. But when you've got a rating in the threes or the twos, all of a sudden those reviews, those negative reviews, take on a little bit more of a process. And leaders that are transparent and have direction and are able to build a culture is pretty important. And you'll find that most of those companies are good to work for. And then just the final piece of the pie that I'm going to talk about today is that if you go on to our Fair Work Australia site, and I'm sure that every country has their own variation of this, and you look at some of the fines or companies that have been found to be defrauding or underpaying or doing the wrong thing, you really get a really clear understanding that some leaders are just not dumb. They're actually fraudulent. So, and I've just got a list of them here that I'm just going to read out. And, you know, a dumb leader will continue to make the same mistakes. They'll continue to think they can get away with it. And then when they get caught, the company has a huge price to pay in terms of a fine and public reaction. But also that leader or that manager or that owner has to somehow rebuild their reputation. So you are much better advised to be doing the right thing from day one and working with your team in a very transparent way. So that you don't go on public record like these companies. A Perth cleaning company has been hit with a near-record WA penalties of $306,000 for underpaying workers at a Perth hotel. What about this one? The operators of a hair products retailing business has been penalised for more than $70,000 for exploiting vulnerable overseas workers. The operators of a Gold Coast restaurant have been penalised for more than $284,000 for underpaying overseas workers and using false records to try and cover it up. The advice and knowledge of a bookkeeper was a central issue in a case that saw more than $100,000 worth of back pay given to workers in Western Australia. 40% of a company's petroleum stores were underpaying workers. Widespread underpayment of workers across its franchise network was that particular one. There was a celebrity chef that's been found guilty of underpaying 162 of his restaurant employees for a total of $2.6 million. Another fuel company terminated 19 franchise agreements for non-compliance. So well done, good on them. And obviously they had a process in place where they were auditing employee entitlements and other significant non-compliance issues. Three-quarters of a pizza company outlets were found to be non-compliant in terms of paying the staff. What about this one? Employee found guilty of underpaying worker for over 20 years. A company, its director and payroll manager have been penalised $143,000 for underpaying workers, $18,000. Wow. A Canberra carpenter and his company hit with $38,000 in penalties. A chemist company forced to back pay workers over $3.5 million. The operators of a Gold Coast restaurant fined $23,000. A small business was fined $58,000 for underpayment. A national advertising company and director fined $100,000. So this is the thing about dumb leaders. It's not just a fine for the company. You can be personally liable. So it's in your best interest to understand to be doing the right thing and to be active in working towards the right thing. And if there's extenuating circumstances, a lot of these have been, you know, there's a lot of stuff about franchises here in Australia. And if the model doesn't work, the model doesn't work. You shouldn't be breaching and trying to make the model work by taking advantage of other people. You've got to do the right thing, even when it's the hard thing. You know, $1.3 million worth of back pay for almost 900 staff at a furniture retailer. You know, the list goes on. A Melbourne business operator fined more than $228,000 after admitting she underpaid vulnerable migrant workers because she thinks that the Australia's minimum pay rates are just crazy. Does it matter what you think? The reality is that's the law. You know, and, you know, I say it quite openly, dumb leaders run bad companies, and it doesn't take much of a Google search to find this stuff out. You know, a Western Australian construction company which recruited tradesmen from China and paid them less than $3 an hour was fined $123,000. I'm not making this up. I wish I was. A Brisbane company and its directors were fined $214,000 over sham contracting. So, dumb leaders. Dumb leaders run bad companies. Do the right thing, even when we know it's going to be a hard thing. It's going to be a tough thing. We need to learn from the mistakes of others. And the mistakes are there. The mistakes are there. And that's what the Dumb Leaders Handbook is all about. Come on over. Learn the mistakes. These are mistakes that have had a huge outcome on businesses, people, livelihoods. We just don't deal with that. We deal with all manner of dumb leaders' mistakes. And this is a huge opportunity for you to go through our library of leadership lessons and take the lesson before you make the mistake. That's what the Dumb Leaders Handbook is all about. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, please leave a review on iTunes, share it with your friends, share it to someone that you think will need it. Check it out at dumbleaders.com. If you've got a dumb leader story, come and share it with us. We, as you know, we don't mention names or companies. We keep things very confidential and we focus on the behavior of the leader that we can learn from. We don't focus on shaming or naming. So it's all about let's learn from the mistake, let's learn from the behaviors, and let's make ourselves better leaders, because that is what the Dumb Leaders Handbook is all about. Until our next episode, I will see you later. Dumbleaders.com. I hope to see you there. Bye for now.